Hi friends, this is Vidyu. Welcome to our new Revisiting SOMs. I'm sure you all enjoyed listening to Azam and Ashim in conversation, and this time it's my turn to bring you another of your favorite. You guessed right. It is Sri Vidya Kasturi, all the way from Perth, Australia. Hi, Vidya. Good to hear you.
Hi, Vidyu. Nice to meet you on phone.
First off, thank you so much for coming on this show, and the TSOM committee appreciates the time you have made for us. Without taking too much of your time, let's get started here. We know you have been singing for a very long time now. Tell us something about your first stage experience. Have you had a chance to sing on stage?
Yes, I have a lot of experience in singing at stage. My first experience was when I was 4. And my mother had taught me a Meera Bhajan.
Okay.
It was originally sung by Dr. M.S. Subbalakshmi. It's called Giriraja Gopala. It was actually Carnatic based. And it was a small cultural function in an open air theater auditorium.
Okay.
And when my turn came, it was very late in the night. But hardly my eyes open.
Oh, you were just 4.
I almost started singing the song. Here was the song, I caught a bad throat. But it didn't even occur to me that I had to clear my throat and finish it. I just sang the song and I was done with it.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
Huh?
That sounds very interesting. I'm sure that you got a lot of applause.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Were you nervous?
No, I was barely 4. I didn't have those kind of feelings at all. So.
Right, right. Yeah, I guess you don't even know what fear is at that age.
Yeah.
And then after that, how have you been singing continuously on stage? Have you been getting a lot of opportunities?
I have performed a lot of All India Radio programs. Hyderabad, Madras, Bangalore.
Wow.
I even performed in Doordarshan.
Okay.
Delhi and in Madras.
Oh, that's interesting.
Then, yeah, I've been frequently giving programs when I was young. So, but when I went into college, I sadly lost touch. And I was just participating in inter-college functions and such.
I see. So, you are trained in Carnatic classical music, right?
Yes. I've been trained in Carnatic classical for over 10 years.
Wow, okay. And when you sing film songs, do you have a preference for rag-based songs? Or do you like just fast contemporary songs? Or what is your what kind of songs do you like to sing?
I like any kind of Indian music.
Okay.
And I prefer rag-based songs because I've been trained in Carnatic classical.
Okay.
And it helps me in singing these alaps and swells and all those things very easily.
Right.
I'm trained in those songs. And other contemporary folk songs, they are all based in rhythm and lyrics, so that is also good. But I prefer to sing rag-based songs.
Yeah, that's nice. That's what even I like to sing, you know, some kind of rag-based song. That's interesting. Would you like to sing one of your favorite songs for us?
I'd like to sing a Meera Bhajan.
Oh, wow, okay.
I was taught the song when I was 10 or 12 years old by one of my music teachers in Hyderabad.
Okay.
And it is originally sung by Lata Mangeshkar. I'll just sing a few lines for you.
Sure, that would be wonderful. I'm sure everyone's waiting to hear you. Vidya Unleashed.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Kantakaram ke gati nyari, Kantakaram ke gati nyari, बड़े बड़े नयन दिए मेरा घन को, बड़े बड़े नयन दिए मेरा घन को, बना बना फेरा तो धारी कंका करम के गति न्यारी, कंतो उज्ज्वल वरण दे बगुलन को, उज्ज्वल वरण दे बगुलन को, कायल करत निहारी संतो करम के गति न्यारी संतो।
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Incidentally, this is one of my favorite Meera Bhajan too. You know, I've been meaning to ask you, Hindi is not your first language. How have you been singing so many songs in Hindi with so much ease? Have you ever felt that you have any diction issues that you need to correct? And if so, what do you do to fix your diction problem?
Actually, my father being a central government servant,
uh-huh.
he put me in a central school, so it had Hindi as a second language. So I didn't have problems. I was in Delhi for 5 years, in Hyderabad for 5 years, so I didn't have language problems as such. I grew up listening to Hindi songs and Hindi, watching Hindi movies.
Okay.
It was not a big problem for me.
Would you like to share one of your favorite Tamil song? Just two lines of your favorite song.
So, this is one of my favorites from the movie Kandukundain Kandukundain. It was originally sung by Chitra. And the music is composed by A.R. Rahman.
Okay.
One of my favorite songs because it's rag based. And the rag is Sahana plus Natakuranji. It's a mix of the two rags. So, that's why it's my favorite. I'll sing it for you.
Sure.
Kanna muti ye nada, kanna muti ye nada, yen kanna, kanna muti ye nada, yen kanna nan kanna di porul tolada, kanna muti ye nada. என் கண்ணா நான் கண்ணாடி பொருள் போலடா, அந்த நதியின் கரையை நான் கேட்டேன், அந்த காற்றை நிறுத்தியும் கேட்டேன், அந்த நதியின் கரையை நான் கேட்டேன், அந்த காற்றை நிறுத்தியும் கேட்டேன், வான்வெளியை கேட்டேன் விடையே இல்லை, வான்வெளியை கேட்டேன் விடையே இல்லை, இறுதியில் உன்னை கண்டேன், இறுதிய பூவில் கண்டேன், இறுதியில் உன்னை கண்டேன், இறுதிய பூவில் கண்டேன், கண்ணா மூச்சி ஏனடா, என் கண்ணா நான் கண்ணாடி பொருள் போலடா.
Beautiful, Vidya. Thank you so much. That was really, really nice.
Thank you.
Tell us something good or some not so good moment that you have had on Tarana. Would you like to share that with us?
Sure. I was very happy to be featured on Tarana's Singer of the Week page. That was what it was called those days.
Mm-hmm.
And they had asked me to present a couple of songs. And that's when I became a member and I was just getting involved in it. Used to present a song every week. And slowly, with the introduction of forum, I found so many friends who would help me reinforce my weak areas while singing.
Mm-hmm.
Helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I participated in a couple of contests, which was sponsored by Tarana.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy, I was appreciated for my efforts in singing Rehna Biti Jai.
Right.
And I was also happy when my song Jitum Se was added to the Tarana track list.
Yeah.
So it's been a wonderful experience for me.
I'm sure. Yeah, you really, really did well in that. And I think your Tanhai was another one that was exceptionally good.
Yeah, I went off for a couple of times.
Well, it's not an easy song. So what kind of preparations do you do before you record a song?
I
Do you re-record several times, or do you get feedback before you re-record?
Actually, few songs I don't even know. I just learn them just playing it the number of times.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I learn paragraph by paragraph and record them.
Okay.
Once I'm done with the song, I just send my recordings to some people
mm-hmm.
I know. And then they give me feedback, and then I try to correct it again and then post it. Mostly they are diction based and a few range
mm-hmm.
how to modulate and stuff.
Right.
And, those things. People like you, Khan Sahab, and Soumitra, and a lot of them who have helped me in this area.
Well, it's fun, right? I mean, we help each other. That's the nice thing about Tarana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very friendly.
Which song have you re-recorded the most number of times before you were completely satisfied?
I think it is Rana Bibi Jai.
Oh, really? Okay. No wonder that it came out really good.
I think I recorded it 10 times or so.
Oh, wow. Well, but you got a good result, so all's well. Well, so before we end the session, here's one last question for you, Vidya.
Yeah?
Who's your favorite duet partner on Tarana?
My favorite duet partner.
Okay. Just kidding. I won't put you on a spot. You don't have to answer.
I haven't signed a duet with you, Vidya.
I know. Maybe we should very soon. Anyway, it was wonderful talking to you, Vidya. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for inviting me to the show.
It was absolutely great having you, talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So friends, I hope you all enjoyed listening to Vidya as much as I enjoyed talking to her. Thanks for listening.